And let's get right to those questions. Still a lot of points on our Talking Tree monthly calendar here for May, but we are here for you, the Arizona homeowner. Let's see how we can help Chris. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. So I have a north-south facing home in Queen Creek, Arizona. Front yard is the south, and I have a big mesquite tree in there. I would like to put grass in my front yard, and I would also like to eliminate the tree, but my wife doesn't want me to eliminate the tree. Will I be able to grow grass with a big, huge mesquite tree in my yard?
No. Do you have another question? No. No, it's going to be hard. No, it's difficult. You know, there are some low-light types of grass that are available that can live with some filtered sunlight, but they do need sunlight. It's really tough to try to grow grass under existing trees. You can put some sod in there, and it might last a season, but very likely it'll start to fade out over time. And with a vigorous tree like mesquite, it's very hard to thin them out without, you know, risking the health of the tree, you know, to try to open the canopy up so heavily to get, you know, sun to the lawn. It's difficult. What I would suggest you try to do is move out from the tree, maybe a 15 or 20 foot radius, and set a curb, you know, somewhere outside that area so that the grass that you do install kind of wraps around the tree, but not directly underneath the shade canopy.
So if I take that tree out and put grass in and put a different tree in, is there any tree that I could put there, like some red push tree that someone's been telling me about? Would that allow me to grow grass?
Well, again, that's a mushroom-shaped tree that grows wider than it grows tall, and so it's going to eventually become a shade tree that's going to actually be even a more dense shade than the mesquite. There are some.
What tree do you recommend?
You know, maybe an ash that has more of an upright growth habit. A Texas live oak would be better tree species. You know, ones that grow upright. Even a vitex. You know, smaller tree like a vitex, or possibly an acacia annura. It's called a mulga. It's a lot like the vitex in that it's a smaller tree. But again, more of an upright growth habit.
Now, he could plant a winter rye underneath a shade, and that'll do just fine. So maybe you're just a candidate for winter lawn and not worry about the summer lawn.
Yeah, but then in the summer when the winter rye dies out and when the temperatures rise, then you've got mud or just dirt underneath the tree for several months during the summer. So it's tough. You know, I mean, you can make the rye, you know, keep it going in the shade for quite a while, and that's, you know, but by midsummer, usually even that rye in the shade will eventually burn up, and then you've got just dirt.
Artificial turf, Chris.
Yeah, or try to give the tree its own space and cut its own little radius around the tree, and then grow the grass around it, and that's a really great solution. We see that in a lot of landscapes now. A lot of landscape designers and architects are moving the grass away from the trees, giving them their own space.
We appreciate the call. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. With our time, let's hit a few texts instead, though, at 411-923. This individual has two Palo Verdes that are 3 years old and wants to know what the watering schedule for them should be right now.
Well, the watering schedule for every tree, regardless of its size and age, is to water to the depth of the root zone, typically 18 to 24 inches at least, and then letting that soil profile completely dry out between waterings. Depending on your type of soil, it's hard to say you need to water this often. Typically in the summer, every week to 10 days, a deep soaking, saturating the entire root ball all the way out to the edges of the drip line at least, and then down, as I said, 18 or 24 inches, and then do not water again for 7 to 10 days in the summer. In the winter, you can stretch that out to even 3 to 4 weeks. Because we have, for the most part, our soil in the Phoenix area and throughout the desert southwest is a clay soil, a heavy, tight clay soil. It has wonderful water-holding capacity. That's why our desert plants do so well, because our soil holds the water real well. It's not like in the Midwest where the rain hits the soil and drops and goes right through the soil profile and is gone. because of the heavy the flocculated soil with lots of silt and sand and even organic matter. Our soil is tight, holds the water really well. So even though the soil surface, the top 3 inches, is dry, if you dig down just a few inches, you'll see that the soil is still holding water and your trees are fine. Let your trees also tell you, too. You know, you want to put the water down, nice deep soaking, and then watch them closely. And in late afternoon, every day, watch them to see if there's any leaf curl, see if there's any signs of wilting. And you might go 3 or 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, eight, maybe you go 10 days, and the tree's still doing well. You realize that the tree's doing fine. When you start to see a little bit of leaf curl at 10 days in late afternoon, see a little bit of wilting, okay, you know 10 days is as long as they can go without a deep soaking. Then back up your timer to about 7 or 8 days so you're in a safe zone where you're not going to put them right at the edge of stress every time, and then you're good to go.
John Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service, 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to get on the line.
Integrity Tree Service is a licensed residential and commercial tree care professional. Schedule your consultation with one of their professionals at itreeservice.com.